Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ 2, Week 5, Christ as the Image of God and the Treasure. Saturday, Related Verses. 1 Corinthians 15:45. So also it is written, the first man Adam became a living soul, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Ephesians 3:14-21. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, of whom every family in the heavens and on earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. But to him who is able to do superabundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power which operates in us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, unto all the generations, forever and ever. Amen. Related reading. The fact that we are earthen vessels proves that the excellency of the power is of God and not out of us. In ourselves, we are nothing more than earthen vessels. We are sinful, fallen, and low. As such, we do not have the power to manifest the truth and shine forth the glory of the gospel. Although we are worthless earthen vessels, God has shined this precious treasure into us. Now this treasure becomes the source of the power, energizing us and enabling us to shine forth God's glory and to manifest the truth. We need to see that Christ as the marvelous treasure in earthen vessels empowers and energizes us from within. He supplies us continually with the excelling power through his dispensing, thereby constituting us, the worthless and weak vessels, as ministers of a new covenant. As believers, we have Christ operating within us as a living and active treasure. This treasure is the power, the source of strength, for the apostles to behave themselves in such a way as to shine the gospel and manifest the truth. We are the earthen vessels to contain the Christ of glory as the excellent treasure. These vessels are like today's camera, into which Christ the figure enters through the flash of God's shining. Outwardly, we are earthen vessels, but inwardly, we have a priceless treasure, Christ as the embodiment of the process triune God to be the all-inclusive, life-giving spirit. This treasure has a power, and this power is excellent. Christ as the life-giving spirit in us is the one who shines and works. Within us, we have Christ as an excellent treasure. Outside us, we bear Christ as the image of God, the embodiment and expression of the triune God. Christ is the effulgence of God's glory, that is, he is the expression of the image of God. When we believed in the Lord Jesus, we received more than simply a redeemer. We received the most excellent one, the highest excellence in the universe. Now Christ, the embodiment and expression of the triune God, is in us. Within us, Christ is the excellent treasure. Outside us, he is the image, the expression of God. Daily, we need to experience and enjoy Christ as the treasure within and the image of God without. Grace is the very Christ, who lived in the apostles as their life and life supply for them to live a crucified life for the manifestation of the resurrection life, that they might carry out their ministry for God's new covenant. As the apostles were under the killing, life was being imparted to others, and grace was abounding through the greater number. As a result, much thanksgiving would also abound. Paul did not care for the sufferings, because he realized that his being killed imparted life to many, and that this life became grace to them. This was the life lived by the apostles, a crucified life for the manifestation of resurrection life by the excellency of the power of the hidden treasure in the earthen vessel. The new covenant ministers with their ministry are earthen vessels containing a marvelous treasure. Their ministry is altogether something in the spirit, something that is real and living. It is something we can sense, enjoy, realize, and experience. This is the New Testament testimony, and it is what God wants among us. We must live this kind of life and be in a church that has this ministry. Furthermore, we must minister this to others, not mainly by what we do, but primarily by what we are and by the way we live. This is the ministers with their ministry of the new covenant. Truly, the ministers and the ministry are one.